content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mary Ellen Sura for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Review. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Charlotte Magazine, Yes Weekly, and Outer Banks Coastal Life Magazine. Our first story today is going to be out of Charlotte Magazine, Pizza of the Past, Zeppetti's is Back, by Greg LaCour. Opening a new restaurant is hard. Opening a new pizza restaurant in a city that teems with options and their toppings is harder. But how do you resurrect a pizza place in a new location after 25 years? Well, it helps if your family, established with profitable home construction and architectural woodwork companies, already owns the building. It also helps that when the building sits at the edge of one of the city's highest growth areas. We've had this building since 91, and we've watched this neighborhood change since then, says Brian Zepsa, 47, a bearish man with a bald head and a long beard. We're inside at 4516 Nations Crossing Road in Loso, talking at a table in advance of the November 1st opening. Zepsa begins to gesture toward himself as if he's directing a delivery truck. Growth has just come this way and this way and this way, and then, you know, the old Mecklenburgs and all the breweries and the pickleballs and Lower Left Brewing Company right next door here. It's just beer, nonstop, everywhere. And we were sitting around the table one night as a family of, you know, now with all the kids and whatnot, there's 12 of us, and said, you know, we have this building. Let's take the far corner of it right next to Lower Left and give Zeppetti's a try again. Zeppetti's. The name elicits fond memories for anyone who lived in South Charlotte from 1994 to 1999, when it was one of the city's few locally owned pizza restaurants. The name comes from a combination of the family surname and that of Zepsa's father, Eduard, a Serbian immigrant who founded the Zepsa businesses. It served more than just pizza. Lasagna, manicotti, and other Italian dishes were on the menu too. But pizza was its bread and butter, so to speak. Zeppetti's sustained itself on its daily $4.95 lunch buffet and deliveries after dark. It won fans along the way. Zepsa's friend Adam Valdez, now a financial director for a manufacturing company, ate Zeppetti's pies often with his late father, Raul, when the two lived together on Milford Road. He was a huge fan. He just thought their food was far superior in terms of what you could get for Italian takeout, Valdez says. He was dedicated. He ordered probably once a week. Fans of the old place on Woodlawn Road near Interstate 77 will notice some changes at the new location, about half a mile north. The menu is smaller, concentrating on New York and Sicilian-style pizzas, plus calzones, strombolis, sandwiches, and salads. The new Zeppetti's takes up one unit in a large building. For years, the family business's woodworking shop, where the Zepsas lease space. They hope to open a liquor-serving bar and grill, Rough Mill Tavern, there in the next year or two. The Zeppetti's space is cozy, with just enough room for 20 inside and another 10 or so on the patio, and pays tribute to its past with the original teal sign, which the family kept in storage for years. Zepsa understands, too, that Zeppetti's will no longer compete with just Domino's and Papa John's, but the likes of Bird's and Sal's and Zambi's, which has forced a bump in quality. Multiple ingredients are organic and local, he says. That includes the flour for the pizza dough and sandwich bread, which comes from Lindley Mills and Graham near Burlington. Of course, better typically means pricier. That $4.95 lunch buffet, like the old spot, is ancient history. The 12-inch pies range from $16 to $19, the specialty 16-inch pies from $25 to $28. For old fans, will sticker shock offset the delight over Zepedi's return? Sure, it will happen, but it's a you-get-what-you-pay-for kind of a thing, Zepsa says. If someone is interested in paying half that price, there are places they can go for half that price. But I'm hoping enough people are interested in paying for something special and different and really good that they are actually looking forward to. Zepedi's Pizzeria is located at 4516 Nations Crossing Road in Charlotte. Their phone, 704-522-7772. And their website, zepeddies.com. Next up from Yes Weekly, Chow Down with John Batchelor at Van Loy 2 by John Batchelor. Trang Tran came to the United States in the year 2000, sponsored by her husband. They lived in Charlotte, where they opened Van Loy Restaurant. The name in Vietnamese means success and happiness. They moved to Greensboro later that year and opened Van Loy 2, which has now been in operation in the same location for almost 25 years. That is major longevity in the restaurant business. She took over when her husband died and sold the Charlotte restaurant to family members. Starting in 2012, she remodeled the interior and remade the menu, setting out to improve quality and build a repeat clientele. Those efforts have paid off. She told me that on a typical Sunday, the restaurant might well serve 3 or 4 whole pigs and 100 ducks. They cater weddings and provide dinners for VIP events at the casino in Danville. They also do quite a lot of takeout from the convenient online ordering system. Much of the business now consists of repeat customers, and I noticed a lot of Vietnamese when I visited, which I take as a good sign. They know more about Vietnamese food than I do. I just know what tastes good. And the food here not only tastes good, it is a unique experience. There are things here you just can't get anywhere else. More on that later. I stuck to fairly conventional choices from the huge range of selections. I'm providing menu numbers where applicable because neither my word processing system nor my language skills support confidence in the Vietnamese names for each dish. Shrimp pork salad rolls, number one, are served chilled. Semi-transparent rice paper encloses tender, fresh tender shrimp, plus strips of pork, along with rice noodles and fresh cilantro. A robust peanut sauce is provided alongside for dipping. Vietnamese egg rolls, number four, are fried crisp, served with a sweet, spicy sauce on the side. Both are very tasty. Two whole birds make up a serving of crispy quail, number six. They are aptly named, the skin delightfully crisp in texture, the meat supple and flavorful. A little side dish contains chili paste and lemon pepper salt, both add another dimension to the rather simple, natural flavor of the bird, but I would suggest light applications until you become familiar with the taste. They are fairly pronounced. Salads proved especially enjoyable. Steamed all-white meat chicken, number 14, is sliced thin. A layer of chicken covers finely shredded red cabbage, cilantro, mint, bean sprouts, and chopped peanuts, dressed in a light, spicy, sweet, vinegar-based dressing. Papaya salad, number 12B, is, of course, based on thin strips of sliced papaya, hosting tender, deveined shrimp, scattered with peanuts and fresh cilantro, plus ground pork. A Swedish spicy sauce brightens things up. Pho soup is especially important in Vietnamese cuisine. Beef noodle soup, number 28, reveals quality beef flavor, hosting sliced brisket, thin flank steak, sliced meatballs, and lots of thin sliced white onion and clipped green onion. A tray of beautiful aromatic fresh basil plus sprouts is provided alongside. Add these to the soup at the table. It's a hearty, robust concoction, particularly welcome on a chilly night. Other soup alternatives occupy 2 pages of menu space. The menu cautions that chicken lemongrass, number 76, is spicy, and it's an apt warning. I had no problems with the intensity, but I tend to like hot, spicy Asian foods. Slices of fresh, boneless chicken are interspersed with sliced hot peppers, which allows you to adjust the heat. Some is cooked in, but eat the peppers along with bites of chicken if you want hotter flavor. And to me, that onion-influenced flavor is quite good indeed. In toasted shrimp number 87, deveined jumbos are battered and fried to a light crust, served over salt, pepper, butter sauce. The natural shrimp flavor comes through clearly. This instantly became one of my top-ranked shrimp dishes in the triad. Whole flounder, number 84, is a knockout. This is fried to a heavy crisp crust, enhanced with ginger sauce and sautéed onions. Quite a bit of dexterity is required in order to separate flesh from bones, but the effort is rewarded with unique flavor and texture. The roast barbecue duck, not numbered, barbecue section of the menu, is at least one of the dishes that draws customers back to this restaurant. You will note several whole ducks, as well as a whole pig, hanging in the front of the restaurant as you enter. I watched a guy whack a half duck into sections and separate legs and wings using a big cleaver. Scary for both speed and accuracy. The treatment just makes this easier to eat. I would suggest foregoing utensils and picking it up by hand, just gnawing your way through each piece. The barbecue sauce that coats the duck is colorful, deep red, yet surprisingly mild, allowing the natural flavor of the bird to stand up front. Two sauces are provided for dipping, one fiery red and spicy hot, the other sweetish, vinegary, both tasty, although I would recommend moderate applications. You don't want to obscure the taste of the duck itself. I mentioned at the outset that there are things available here that you just don't see anywhere else. Consider that an understatement. This kitchen cooks the whole pig and serves everything it cooks. Thus, an abundance of organ meats, blood, ears, and other delicacies appear on the menu. If you seek adventure, or if you seek real Vietnamese food, this is your place. I was never invited to an all-expense-paid tour of Vietnam, as were many of my Page High School classmates, class of 64, so I have no personal experience there, but to the extent that I can judge, more than any other Vietnamese restaurant I have ever been to, this one is the real deal. Much of the staff has been in place for 7 to 10 years. Bonnie Ho and Tina Ho join Ellie Pham, who started when she was 19 years old and has never left, greeting customers new and old. And owner Trang Tran has been present, overseeing things every time I have visited. It's a winning team. Van Lloyd 2 is located at 3829 West Gate City Boulevard D in Greensboro. Their number, 336-855-5688. And the website, vanloirestaurant.com. Our next article from Outer Banks Coastal Life, Local Eats, Brunchin' It Island Style by Jess Gray. When we're not in the rush of summer, trying to maximize beach time or busy at work, it's nice to take time to enjoy a leisurely meal with friends and family. Brunch is the perfect answer for a casual early get-together, especially on those rainy weekends or in the cooler months. Luckily, one sunny side of the off-season is that several restaurants add a brunch service to keep things interesting as the pace of business slows. Brunch, the Outer Banks way, is highlighted by locations with beautiful views, creative specials, and delicious drinks. Local seafood is often a feature as well as expertly executed brunch classics. Whether you're in Manio, the Northern Beaches, or on Hatteras, there are several locations to sample this special blend of breakfast and lunch. The list that follows is not comprehensive, and brunch availability is subject to change, so check before heading out. The Blue Point. As one would expect, the talented crew at Blue Point brings their usual excellence to the brunch experience. Their somewhat elusive scheduling adds to the specialness when the opportunity finally arises, so don't let the chance pass. With specials like their take on shrimp and grits with stone-ground cheddar grits, crispy pork belly confit, red-eye gravy, and marinated tomato, or their crab cake benedict with Old Bay hollandaise and aged ham with a mixed green salad, they expertly showcase the area's fresh seafood with a beautiful view overlooking the Currituck Sound. Rundown Cafe. Can brunch be just a Bloody Mary? At Rundown it can, and it's definitely not just a spiced tomato juice and vodka concoction. While not technically a full brunch experience, I would be remiss to not include the stacked Bloody Marys the Rundown Cafe features every Sunday, year-round. Topped with a mind-boggling variety of pairings, these specials have included king crab legs with drawn butter, mini cheeseburgers, chicken and waffles, grilled cheeses, and even smoked barbecue ribs, all stacked and skewered atop their delicious Bloody Mary. Their all-day menu is available along with Sunday's NFL ticket, so whether you're admiring the view or cheering on your team, Rundown makes for a great brunch option. Pony and the Boat. With a new brunch special menu each Sunday, the chefs at Pony and the Boat mix it up for the off-season folks, offering a wide variety of both breakfast and lunchier options, from pancakes to Reubens. Their talented chefs devise fresh new skillet creations every Sunday. Chef and owner Tommy Carroll emphasizes that they take great pride in preparing all of their food from scratch and, as often as possible, feature local ingredients. Brunch is no different. They take no shortcuts and even make big fluffy homemade biscuits served a la carte as a base for their chicken and biscuit Benny, topped with chipotle hollandaise, or one of their many biscuit sandwich options. Trio. Not just a wine and cheese shop, you can fully immerse yourself in their expertly curated environment with a variety of dine-in offerings. Unlike many on this list, Trio offers their brunch all year long, both Saturdays and Sundays. The menu features their cured meats and cheeses, like their Trio Benedict with prosciutto, balsamic roasted tomatoes, and a fried egg topped with Mornay cheese sauce, and ricotta toast with grilled sourdough with ricotta cheese, sautéed wild mushrooms and arugula with a fried egg. The drink menu is impressive as well, with their amazing selection of wine and beer and crafted cocktails like their espresso martini. Chili Peppers. As expected, Chili Peppers brings brunch with a little heat. A breakfast chimichanga, huevos rancheros, and breakfast tacos spice up the menu. But don't worry, their signature margarita and mimosa options will help you cool off. Not a hothead? No worries. Classics like omelets, French toast, and pigs in a blanket meet with house specialty-topped bird meal grits and sizzling stuffed skillets on their Sunday-only menu, so there should be something for everyone in your brunch group. The Saltbox Cafe. Located under long-standing live oaks on Collington Island, the Saltbox is a bit of an island unto itself. Offering their seasonally changing brunch all year, the menus stay as fresh as the food on offer, but options like smoked salmon hash with a buttermilk biscuit, poached eggs and rosemary hollandaise, or apple pie French toast with vanilla and cinnamon battered toast topped with roasted Fuji apple and cranberries are sure to satisfy. Catch their holiday brunches in the winter featuring musical accompaniment, or if summer is your season, there's also live music from Memorial to Labor Day. Specialty mimosas and sake Bloody Marys make sure you know it's not just breakfast and invite you to relax and enjoy the talents of chef and owners Randolph and Amanda Sprinkle. Noosa Beach Grill. One of the newer kids on the brunch block, the Australian-inspired establishment, has plenty of fans already. Winning gold in Coastal Life's most recent Reader's Choice Best of OBX contest, Noosa lets you play mixologist with their Bloody Mary bar, filled with tons of options to create your own gold medal beverage. Rather leave it to the experts? Check out their winning talents with the Devil's Detail, a cocktail with Outer Bank Distillings pecan rum, orgeat syrup, fresh lime juice, and raspberry powder to accompany your meal. Hearty breakfast platters, steak and eggs, and their signature Big Brekkie, a nod to their Australian roots, are combined with their full lunch menu to make sure everyone leaves stoked. Mulligan's Grill. Enjoy your brew with a view. Whether it's freshly brewed coffee or ice-cold beer, brunch is that special meal where the two meet. Want to try something a bit different? Mulligan's offers any of their signature crushes topped with champagne, also known as a crushmosa, or their savory bacon Bloody Mary topped with olives and pepperoncini. The many drink choices are matched with the variety offered from both brunch and full menus, currently available on Saturdays and Sundays from 11 until 2 p.m. While you may be familiar with the Mulligan's classics, their brunch offerings range from build-your-own omelets with toppings that include steak and crab to shrimp and grits with andouille sausage in a Creole cream sauce, even chicken and waffles with mac and cheese and veggies. So many choices, but there's plenty of time to try them all as their brunch is available year-round. The Captain's Table. With a new name for an old favorite place, Owen's has become the Captain's Table, and on select days, their all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet becomes a brunch buffet. So if you like sleeping in and breakfast buffets, this is your answer. Gather your family and friends to leisurely sample their breakfast and lunch options staffed with smiling faces. Options include brunch staples like eggs, home fries, chicken and waffles, and lunch choices like meatloaf, turkey, and fried chicken. Not a buffet person? Order an a la carte specialty like the lobster benny, two lightly poached eggs atop English muffins, finished with silky hollandaise, fresh lobster with spinach and a side. Fire Tender. Located in the recently restored Hotel Manteo, this new place in an old space offers stone oven pizzas and hearth-fired skillets for dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Though the restaurant's moniker is new, its Weeping Radish Tap Room brings a familiar name along with its eponymous brews. They say that at Fire Tender, every night is a party. But Sundays from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m., it's time for brunch. Offered year-round, their brunch utilizes their stone oven to create brunch pizzas like their Woodville pizza with white sauce, prosciutto, fried egg, mozzarella, parmesan, scallions, and black pepper. Or skillets like their cast iron frittata with Nusky's bacon, Calvino sausage, and Ashe County Gouda. Also featuring flat top favorites like French toast, their brunch smash burger, and a variety of omelets, they've even got a menu for the littles. For the adults, a full bar in addition to their tap room offers specialty mimosas, spiked cold brew, and you can even add a shrimp and bacon Roanoke Island Bloody Mary. Striper's Bar and Grill. Located in Manteo with beautiful views of the Shallow Bag Bay Marina, Stripers offers its brunch both Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 2. With the addition of creative specials, the brunch menu features classic morning meals like omelets, French toast, biscuits and gravy, egg combos, and breakfast quesadillas. On the lunch side, steaming seafood and veggies and the daily lunch menu are available, as well as rotating options like the football-watching friendly Sunday Funday menu. Plenty of drink options are also available to punch up your brunch, whether it's a cold beer, mimosa, or specialty cocktail. So whether your team is on the TV or you're admiring the boats in the bay, Stripers looks like a great time. Froggy Dog. Located in Avon, this long-standing establishment offers brunch from 11 to 4 every Sunday. One of the few year-round restaurants open on Hatteras Island, they change their brunch menu with the seasons, but always ensure there is a variety of choices to please the pickiest patron. Dishes like their stuffed French toast with brioche bread, cranberry apple cream cheese filling dipped in a traditional French toast batter, or harvest hash with sweet potato, butternut squash, peppers, onions, cherry tomatoes, fried egg, and spring mix are just two examples of their many creative options. Featuring a full bar and excellent wine selection, their seasonal brunch menu also includes cocktails, especially created to pair with your choice. So, whether you're down on Hatteras Island, in Manteo, or up on the northern beaches, there are excellent brunch options for you and yours. Some seasonal, some year-round, all are delicious places to enjoy a casual weekend, mid-morning meal. Whether it's curing that hangover with Bloody Marys and burgers, savoring small bites while sipping mimosas, or just spending a weekend morning with friends and family, when brunch calls, the Outer Bank answers. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Review. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I am Mary Ellen Sura, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Review is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, and please have a lovely day. Thank you.